1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. CJCS, we're celebrating our 100th anniversary, and let's continue our conversation with former CJCS News Director and morning show co-host Kirk Dixon. Now, Kirk, before we were coming on to a chat about your memories, you were saying, I'm not sure if I've got any specific memories or whatever, even if you embellish a little bit. But I'm thinking for folks listening, again, we're going back to the CJCS AM 1240 days and how technology has changed so much. Sort of your thoughts about that.
When I came here, when I started in the business, and I started like yourself, you started here in Stratford, which in some ways some people look, it was a small station.
Right? Sure, yeah.
I started in Galt, Ontario, now Cambridge, at an AM radio station, CFTJ, that signed on at sunrise and signed off at sunset.
Right. Yeah, wow.
And so that meant, because sunrise and sunset changes all the time, coming...
That would fluctuate. Okay.
That would fluctuate. Oh, so goodness. I remember it was my first job, October of 1970 I started, and come Christmas, the on-air staff was going home before the office staff because we signed off at 4:45, right? Because this is sunset. So started small and then moved on to Guelph and then and many stops along the way. CKOC in Hamilton, which was a blast. I've been in Ottawa a couple of times. And each time, technology was changing. We started out using manual typewriters in the newsroom and pieces of paper with carbon in between so that you made two copies of a story and things like that. And you would put a rubber stamp in one of those stamps that would, and you would mark on it the newscast you use it on, like 6 a.m. or 8 a.m. or whatever. And then, by the time I got here, of course, we were into the early computerization of newsrooms and such, and that was one of the things that I was a part of while here was Stephen Carolyn recognized that they needed to upgrade their computer system,
especially from the move from Ontario Street to here on Romeo Street.
And so we were looking at a special program for news and upgrading that, and then there was a fella came in from Winnipeg and was here for not quite a week showing us all the ins and outs of this program and everything, and there were two young fellas that I worked with, Ryan Daniger and Greg Reeford, who were great. There were other people along the way as well, but those were the first two that I worked with in the newsroom, and we were a pretty good team, and I think it was easy to talk with people, and Eddie would have people in like you're doing now with me to interview. So I would record those interviews and then I would make them into a story to use with several different angles coming at the story.
Sure.
Through the rest of the day kind of thing. And with only, three people in the newsroom, it wasn't always easy to get out to certain meetings or whatever, but you would make phone calls either ahead to line up something, to talk to someone who would have been at the meeting to find out what happened and those kinds of things. And
it's all that extra work behind the scenes.
Yeah, so that computerization and then, and then working with Eddie, how on the music side, how we meshed those two together, so that he knew what I was kind of doing and, what have you. And I had, a quick how-to on if Eddie's out of the room and something happens, you need to push this button kind of thing, right?
But you had to do it all, Kirk. Man of all trades.
and looking at the control board you have with what we call POTS, the volume controls, right? When I started in the business, they were round knobs that you had to turn, and you had a toggle switch to either put you on the air or put you in a record mode or whatever.
So much has changed.
And we also had programs in some of the early stations I was at, programs that were on reel-to-reel magnetic tape.
Right, yeah. And the,
can you find one of those in the station?
No, today? And then the physical editing, the cut and paste.
The cutting with a razor blade and a special kind of tape to put it together. Yeah. I look back on that and there were some pretty exciting times. But the whole computerization of it, where, and it wasn't so much when I was here, but you know, there's the Twitter or X side of things. There's the Instagram, and there's the web page that you have to make sure is up to date with things like that, which they didn't exist when I started.
No, exactly. It's so much change. And speaking of that, we recently chatted with Elizabeth Cooper, and you're mentioning also some names that you worked with, like Greg Reford. Kirk, I just don't know if you think about how much of a mentor you were to so many. Elizabeth Cooper definitely mentioned that you were such a mentor with her when she was filling in for news or learning about the news, that you were quite an inspiration to a lot of certainly young people that were going through the business.
Really? Wow. I just treat people the way I would like to be treated. And if somebody wants to learn something, I will certainly try to pass on what knowledge I have. I'm humbled to hear that. And I do hope that I was a mentor, but I didn't set out to, okay, I'm a mentor and you're going to learn from me. It was, you know, these are the things I've learned. But one thing that I always tried to do was, yes, maybe I can teach them things, but they teach me things as well.
Wow. There you go.
And there's always something new to learn, especially as we got more into the computer side of things. I know the basics. I have to push this button to do this, and I push this button to do
don't
this.
Don't know how that works, but that's
how
what
it all
do.
Comes together, I don't know. Like, I have to do something in the next couple of days with my phone.
Uh-oh.
As far as a certain kind of app.
It's
all to do with a new vehicle, right? And I'm not sure I'm
you'll
up
be
for
fine.
The task. I'm not
you'll
sure
be
I'm
fine.
Up for the
Don't
task.
Call Eddie, though. Don't call Eddie to help you.
Well, but that's the thing. You know, even my wife, Lynn, I'm not a computer expert, but I'm a computer guru to her, you know, because computers, she knows some basics, but she doesn't want to learn more. You know, it's not important to her to learn more. And so there are times when, how do I do this again? And she's done something like attaching something to an email or whatever.
Sure.
But I haven't done it for a while. I forget. And I'm like, you just do this or this. Or I sit in front of the computer and I click, well, what did you do? How did you know that? I said, I don't know. I just clicked it.
You know. See, there you go. Kirk Dixon helping out wherever he can all the time.
So radio is something you can take everywhere, you know, and I know, you know, people talk about, some people have said that radio is not viable. It'll always be viable. And it has to adapt, you know, but people still, you know, maybe they say, well, I don't listen to radio. I listen to what's on my phone or I, you know, plug in or whatever, but what's going to happen on a snow day?
Yep. Or an emergency situation.
You
or
know
something.
How the phone goes crazy in any kind of emergency situation. Yeah. The first place they turn to is the local radio station. And that's one of the memories I have of being here is those snow days. And again, early on when there wasn't a lot of, I'll say, emails and computer connections and websites to the same degree that there is now, but people phoning in, and so we would bring in extra, you know, like an Elizabeth Cooper or Carolyn whatever to answer the phone to tell us that, you know, this school is closed or is open, but the buses are running or they're an hour late and all that kind of stuff, and trying to keep that somehow organized.
It wasn't
easy. And a couple of times, one time I slept in the newsroom overnight in a couple of chairs.
Blamed it on the snow day.
we had a big snow, you know, and I wanted to make sure I was here.
Yep.
Or the funniest one, though, if I may,
sure,
about snow. As I said, I live in Waterloo, and I would drive in every day. I never missed a day because of the weather. Looking back, maybe I should have. I remember one day I was on my way in, and I did have my early cell phone, a flip phone, and it rang, and it was Eddie, who lived in town. He couldn't get out of his street, and so I had to swing by, and he walked out a block or so to meet me, and I drove him to work. that's one memory that'll never go away. Right?
You're a good man, Kirk Dixon. I am telling you. Kirk Dixon helping us to celebrate our CJCS 100th, former news director and morning show co-host, the one, the only, Kirk Dixon. Kirk, an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Jamie, and it's been a pleasure for me. Well worth the drive.